We've seen this movement in culture, particularly younger people, where they are just struggling. And our culture is cheering that struggle on. I believe it's in the wrong direction. Not rudely, not harshly, but lovingly and unashamedly. We believe that God is the creator of men and women, and that God created men to be men and women to be women, and to find their completeness in one another, to find their helpmate in one another, to find their wholeness in one another. Not man with man or woman with woman, but with the opposite. That is God's design. It's always been that way. And for those of us who want to follow the God of the Bible, that's what we believe. It will always be that way. It is not a hate-filled thing. It is not a judgment type of thing. Some people want to say like, oh, you will never accept or love people like that. Let me tell you something. This church believes in loving sinners. Hold on. And I'm the first among a bunch of you sinners. We're in this together. Sin is sin. Now, I realize, you know, this whole idea of men becoming women and all that kind of stuff, there are sometimes medical issues. But with that aside, I think all of this sexual movement, this new sexual revolution, I think all of it comes from brokenness. And people have told me, believe me, they have told me, you think that I'm broken? And I say, yeah, every one of us is. I'm broken and you're broken. And because of my brokenness, I run to certain things. I have sin in my life that takes me away from God. And I believe that your brokenness is helping you to run towards sin, that is taking you away from the heart of God. I do not believe it is God's best design for you. I do not believe that God created you for this. Not at all.